Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Our way to the studios right now. Let's check out the latest from Danita Gibbs. Keep holding on. This is Real Gospel.
So you say that life is over and you feel like giving up. Trials of life has got you in a whirlwind. You are stressed out and depressed. And you keep failing the test, and you have to start out over again. Aren't you tired of going in circles, and you can't see your way out? You're going crazy, you need to chill out. Before you make the wrong decision, fall on your knees and pray, let me encourage. But to the one that endures till the end, hold your head up, don't you cry. It's alright anyhow. You came too far just to give up now. Aren't you tired of going in circles, and you can't see your way out? You're going crazy, you need to chill. Before you make the wrong decision, fall on your knees and pray. Let me encourage you.
is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this new transplant to the Music City, Danita Gibbs. Welcome to Real Gospel and welcome to the Music City.
Hey, how are you?
I'm excellent.
I'm so glad to be here.
You are?
I am. Well, I really am.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Listen, I love your song, your latest song, and I was sitting here listening to it. And it's called Keep Holding On.
Yes.
And it's very obvious that you you wrote this, didn't you?
I did.
I can tell.
I wrote it. How can you tell?
I just trust God. I can tell. After having spoken with you in the green room, mm-hmm. and then gotten to know you a little bit, mm-hmm. and then listening to your music,
yeah.
it's very obvious that you are an anointed woman of God.
Wow.
That
Glory
you
God.
Are a woman who... is very active in ministry.
Yes.
Praise God. And that that this music is the birth of a blessing.
Yes.
And is something that is a passion for you.
It is.
And God is just tremendously opening doors for you in your life and your career.
Wow.
And I do believe that your being here in the Music City mm-hmm. is just a... another door that is opening for you
yes.
as you continue to do God's will and do God's work.
My God.
Yeah.
Mm. My God.
Yeah.
Wow. You just read my life.
When God moves me in the prophetic sometimes, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just say what God tells me to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so but enough about that. I'm not saying enough to you, God. But I mean, now you shifted me to go ahead and talk to you
yes.
about who you are, so the listeners can learn a little bit about who is Danita Gibbs. Where are you from? You told me where you're from in the green room.
Mm-hmm.
You're from
Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And I've been there a few times. My dad lives in Selma.
So, that's
shout
the
out to you all in Selma, Alabama. Right now, you're on your. We're on your Instagram, right?
Yes, we're on Facebook.
Facebook. Oh, we're Facebook
Live
right now.
Yeah, hey. Facebook
So, yeah,
Live.
We're Facebook Live right now. So, tell the listeners who may not know who you are, who you are. Who's Danita Gibbs?
I'm Danita Gibbs. I'm just a country girl from Birmingham, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
I have 7 brothers and sisters.
Okay.
And I'm like in the middle.
Okay.
But I've been raised in holiness all my life.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay.
And I've been singing for a long time, since I was
okay.
about 4 years
gotcha.
Old. Yeah, so... my mom and dad, they used to wake me up. I mean, no, I would wake up right at like 4 o'clock in the morning,
uh-huh.
and I would just go in the refrigerator and sneak a lot of food.
What?
And after I snuck the food out the refrigerator, I would just go in the living room and I would just sing, and I would have church
wow.
all by myself.
Wow.
And so my mom would come and she'd say, "Girl, shut your mouth! You're waking
yeah.
everybody up."
Yeah.
So I knew then that God was calling me at a very young age.
Gotcha.
I knew it then.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
Yeah.
So, define holiness. You're in, you know, I'm not trying to be funny, but
yeah.
there are a lot of people who are listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, okay, there's someone listening to you right now
mm-hmm.
who just found Christ yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so to them, they don't know the difference
mm-hmm.
between holiness and being a Baptist or
mm-hmm.
being Catholic or,
mm-hmm.
or any of those things. But to you, so talk a little bit about how you understand holiness to be and how it has helped your life.
You know, as you can say and as I can say now,
mm-hmm.
it's like a cliche word.
Uh-huh.
And holiness is a lifestyle.
Okay.
It's, that's all it is. It's a lifestyle. It's
uh-huh.
a life that you live, not just on Sundays,
uh-huh.
but every day of the week.
Uh-huh.
And you have to be committed to having a relationship
mm-hmm.
and a real relationship with the Lord, just like you if you have a mate.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not nothing hard. It's no big words that you have to go in college
yeah.
and define.
Yeah.
You can just talk to the Lord like I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
So to me, that's holiness, is living the life
gotcha.
That you know, just living the life and that somebody else can see Christ in you. You know, and like I was talking to you earlier, I've been baptized in Jesus' name. And I come from the PAW,
yeah.
and I was
yeah.
born and raised in the PAW.
Yeah.
But I thank God for my roots.
Yeah.
But that's great. The religion is
yeah.
great, but
yeah.
I'm learning how to love people.
Gotcha.
Because a lot of us are so mean.
Yeah.
We're jealous of each other.
Mm-hmm.
We backbite. It's just, I can. I hate to say that,
yeah.
but a lot of us holiness churches, we are very mean to people,
yeah.
and we don't give off a very good vibe. We're very fake to people,
yeah.
and we need to change.
Yeah.
We need to change, because that's why a lot of people are leaving our churches,
yeah.
because of the jealous spirit. You know, you have somebody new coming into church and, you know, you don't welcome them with loving arms. Yeah. And a lot of people are experiencing that right now as we speak. Yeah. And we, as if we say that we're holiness and we love God and we're God only, Jesus only, but we need to learn how to love people.
Gotcha.
We need to learn how to love people for real, the way Christ loves us.
You know, as you said that, two things came to mind. Mm-hmm. One is that I believe that the tone is set from the pastor on down.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
And the other thing is, if God blesses you, mm-hmm. then not only should I be happy for you, but that should also teach me that the same God that blessed you will also bless me.
Right.
And so I should be asking myself, am I doing all the things that I should be doing so that God can show favor upon me? It goes all the way back to Genesis, I can't
right.
Abraham.
Yeah.
So, but I just thought I would share that with people because you make some relevant points, and mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you're getting a bunch of amens on your Facebook. They're concurring with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, your music. Let's give a shout out to Uncle G.
Uncle G.
And
we love you.
Yes, that's my brother.
We hate you couldn't be here with us today.
Yeah, you couldn't have picked a better person to branch out into your music career and do some tremendous things.
Yes.
He works hard for his artists.
Oh my God.
And
he goes beyond.
He does. He's out there. So, your music career. Talk to us about what's going on with this project and what we can expect from it.
Keep holding on. That's going to be the title of the project. Uh-huh. And I actually finished the project about 2 years ago.
Okay.
But the Lord said it's not time to put it out yet.
Gotcha.
So I like to move. Uh-huh. I like to move in God's timing.
Gotcha.
So Keep Holding On is a song that I wrote, and I have a lot of single friends.
Yeah.
And they were telling me about the no good guys they were going on a date with.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you doing it? Just keep holding on. God has something special for you. He has something greater for you. And then I wrote it because another reason why I wrote it, I've been in the gospel music industry a long time, independent artist. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's the independent artist, man, we grind, right?
Yeah.
We have to work extra hard just to, you know, get above, you know what I'm saying? So I was so frustrated one time. I was like, God, I'm fasting, I'm praying, I'm doing everything I know to do to try to climb up in the ladder and, you know, in the ladder of success.
Yes.
And then I just wrote this song. I said, you know, so you say that life is over and you feel like giving up. Trials of life has got you in the whirlwind.
Yeah.
And I was basically just talking about myself in the song.
Gotcha.
And that's where it was birthed from. Just wanted to encourage people while I was discouraged.
Yeah. You know, your bio, thank you, Uncle G. It's like 10 pages long.
Yeah.
But I did manage to see all the gospel greats that you've had an opportunity to work with. So tell the listeners, drop some of these names.
Oh,
so
my
that
God.
They can Google. Yeah, come on. Let
okay.
them know. You got to let them know. Come on.
Kiara Shear.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jonathan McReynolds.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Vicky Winans.
Uh-huh.
I went on tour with Vicky Winans before. You know what?
She's first lady in this city.
Yeah,
she is. Lady Wine is now.
She is. Karen Clark Shear. Byron Cage. It's so many. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know, when somebody asks you a question.
Yeah, I know.
And you kind of forget about
it. See, I could have read all that, but see, the list is, see, for people who you may not know who she is just because either you just found Christ or she's done a lot of background work. And she's it's sort of, how do I describe this to a listener? If you've ever gone to a concert, whether it be gospel or secular, and you want to go see that main headliner, but they had other people with them.
That's it.
There it is. So you've paid your dues.
Mm-hmm.
You've been around, like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
You've been you know, asking God. You've been living right. You've been doing all the things
all
that God has
do.
Asked you to do. And so I got to tell you that your time is now.
And I have to throw this in.
Go ahead.
You know, business in general is dirty.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I have to say that. You know, sometimes people climb up the ladder and they do some things they're not supposed
Shadiness,
to do.
Shadiness,
You know, I'm not, look, I'm not giving away my body.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of people, they do to climb up the ladder.
You sell your soul.
You're selling your soul out, you know, and you're not waiting on God for the promise.
Yeah.
So, and that's another reason the song came. I was like, God, I'm not doing none of this. I'm not trying to sleep with nobody to get, you know, in the higher position. God, when is it going to break for me?
Yeah.
When is it going to happen?
Yeah.
But I realized, you know, it's not in my time.
Yeah.
It's in God's time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
amen.
We have to wait on God.
Amen. See, she ministers as well. So for those of you looking for an anointed young woman of God to come out and either lead your praise and worship, to come out, you're preaching?
No, I'm not preaching.
Come on. You're preaching now.
Well, come on. I just exhorting. You know, just being real.
But you exhort the spirit, though.
I
see that in you. Mm-hmm. So, name something that God had, that you've seen God use you to do while you were ministering in song, and you just saw the move of God, and it just sort of amazed you. Name something that happened.
I remember in December last year, uh-huh. which is not very long,
uh-huh.
I was singing, and I looked in the audience, and I was singing Keep Holding On, and I looked in the audience, and it was this girl, she was just crying.
Yeah.
She was weeping, and so I began to look over the audience, and there was so many people just crying.
Wow.
They were crying, and I said, God, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
I said, whatever you're doing, God, just you know, because we realize it's so many people that's on the verge of giving up. It's so many people, and so many of us saved people. Yeah. That's the point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so many saved people. Yeah. All of us, we're just going through so many things, and we put this border around us, and we don't want people to know what we're going through.
Yes.
And, you know, we try to be so fake. And we need to kill that and be real and let somebody know when something is going on with you, because it's so many people even dying spiritually.
Yeah,
preachers.
Yeah,
we have ministers of music, psalmists. I mean, we're just up here with the microphone in our hands, and
we're just singing.
We're not ministering to people that really needs to hear what God is really saying.
Yes.
So I've seen God work, you know, in my life.
Yeah.
You know, in my private life, you know, praying in secret. And I watch God reward me openly, seeing the souls that's being delivered.
Wow.
So I just want to stay in that place.
Yes.
You know, and I was praying the other day, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, whatever you do, please don't take me out of this place.
Yes.
Please, God, don't take me out of this place, because this is where it starts.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes. Amen. What a powerful, encouraging word. As we close up, have you led praise and worship in the past?
Yes, I have in my old church.
So I want to take this opportunity to give you the opportunity to say something to those listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, y'all, some of y'all too, that show up for church fashionably late. They miss out on the praise and worship aspect of the ministry.
Yes.
So take this opportunity to just give them some encouraging words as to why they shouldn't miss it, why they should be there on time, to just sort of get in the unction of God as God is moving.
Look, I got here early, and Pastor,
I
told him when I got here, guys, I said, I always like to arrive at places early because I like to be on time, because you never know what can happen.
Yeah.
So praise and worship leaders, saints of God and friends, always try to be on time, because you never know what God has in store for you through praise and worship.
Amen.
Because God can be speaking right in your situation, but if you're late and if you're trying to, you know, look good, I know you have to get up early, and you have to sacrifice, especially in this season, in this time that we're in, this critical time that we're in. We're in a very critical time, so we cannot miss on those precious moments. We have to get up, and sometime on Saturdays, I get my daughter, and I tell her, hey, get your clothes. Go ahead and get your clothes ready tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we'll be on time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Gotta do it.
Yeah.
Danita, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you with us on Real Gospel. Tell the listeners where they can find out more about you, get your music, find out where you're going to be at next, invite you to come minister at their ministries.
Oh, you can easily find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And I'm not the type of artist that's stuck up. I'll holler back at you.
Yeah.
next, I'll be ministering at Uncle G's Showcase.
Okay.
Yeah. And at the Stella Awards.
Okay.
And then after that, I will be ministering at the Soar Awards. Will you be at the Soar Awards in Illinois?
I won't be there.
Oh, man.
I'll be there in spirit.
Okay. Cool.
I'll be there in spirit. I've got to hold down the fort here. I've got duties here. But I do intend to get out a lot more in the next couple of years to a lot of the showcases and award shows taking place around the country. That's
right.
For sure.
Right. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, because people need to hear you, and they need to hear your story.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Yes.
So do they have all your social media handles?
They do. You can easily find me Instagram, Danita Gibbs. And I have so many people that's saying hey to you and hey to us. Hey, guys. But you can easily just Google me, Danita Gibbs, and hey, that's where it is. It's as simple as that.
Amen. Hey, thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. God bless you guys.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.